At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Who sucks less in 10 minutes? But first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
One from our question, what happened to the water guys? My friend Pat and I just finished a bottle of Wild Turkey 101. Several feet of snow, we got the cool idea of swimming in the Tongues Narrow. Drove to just about the end of the island to a quiet spot, left our clothes and our old VW bug so we could have something dry when we got back, climbed down 25 feet to the shoreline, jumped in. Not long after, we saw the biggest set of nostrils I've ever seen.
And Jay-Z!
Yes, you really can walk on water. What was in the water up there in Alaska, the biggest set of nostrils? Sea lion?
Yeah, sea lions have big nostrils.
Orca? Orcas don't have nostrils.
I mean, it's on top of their head.
They have a blowhole.
It's big, yeah. I mean, technically, it's a nostril.
Yeah, I mean, it's one big nostril. Oh, let's see. On to the birthdays. Guys, can we get a birthday shout-out for my nephew, Camden? He is 6 years old, already knows the shot of the day by heart and the toast. Can he get a fart parade and some advice from Coach Ted on why being six is better than being five? Thanks, guys, and we love you. Lots of love from Auntie Johnny and Uncle Liz.
What's this guy's name?
Camden.
Camden, yeah.
He's 6 years old today.
Not calling him a kid anymore. He's six, man. It's a dude. It's a man.
You are officially a dude.
Yep. One of the bros. First of all, things are going to be a little bit easy, all right? You're going to know how to work that body a little more, all right? I don't know if you swim yet. This year, we're swimming. Bicycles. We'll ride them. No more training wheels. Other than that, too, probably going into kindergarten or first grade at six.
Probably kindergarten, I think.
Yeah.
Just turning 6 years.
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. You know what? Cannon, you do me a favor, all right? You do the Ted Smiths a favor. And you enjoy those snacks, and you enjoy those naps.
Good afternoon, fellas. Hoping to get a birthday shout-out for our son, Kian. He's 15 years old. He is overseas in Germany on a school trip.
Yeah.
So we're hoping to get Coach Ted to talk to him to let him know to keep it safe, and hopefully maybe a dad joke or two from Miles. Thanks, guys. That's from Shane and from Casey.
All right, they don't say where he's at in Germany, huh?
Does not. Overseas on a school trip in Germany. That's nice.
That is excellent. First thing I would say is you got to be careful. Do not get hurt. All right? Whoever's chaperoning this trip does not want to have to take it to a hospital in a foreign land. Second of all, Germany. I was over there 2 years ago. Beautiful country. Some attractive women. Live it up. And then, you know, they'll tell your parents, but you're 15. The rules might be a little different. They're famous for certain things in Germany. You do you, man. Play it safe.
All right, dad jokes. I got to make them appropriate. 15. Why was the hot dog put in timeout?
Because it kept whining, weaning?
It, I don't know.
It was being a brat.
All right.
Yep.
Did you guys know that everyone that night at karaoke told Sam not to sing?
No.
But Sam sung anyway. And, unfortunately, guys, a horse came into my room last night. I was asleep.
I don't even want to think where that would go.
It was a nightmare.
All right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Let's see here. All of y'all, today is my best friend Leo's birthday. He is my brother from another mother. Can you please help him celebrate by giving him a Ray Lewis, time to take off the leash, some turtles having sex, an uh-oh lookout, and wedding puke. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
It's time to take off the leash.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, look up.
Guys, sending myself a shout-out. Can I get Coach Ted giving me advice on turning 40, a barbershop fish sandwich, and you guys talking all over yourselves about Del Paso Heights? Listen on the app. No need to listen to 98 Rock in Sacramento anymore. Thanks for showing this city what real radio sounds like, guys. That from Jason.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
All right, turn of 40 is a big one. First of all, I hope you have a big party. At least have some people together. Let them celebrate you, all right? You made it to 40. Second of all, it's not that bad. Remember, like 30? Somehow 40 is even less exciting. You just wake up and you're like, all right, I'm 40. Now, the big things you got to do, get that physical and stretch.
Del Paso Heights. To be honest,
I don't know. I guess it's outside of San Francisco.
It's nice that we still have some listeners from the old syndication days and still check out the show.
It is. It's very flattering, man. Very cool.
Ola, you ugly dinosaurs. I want to say happy birthday to my wife, Christina, as she's leveling up to 42. How about a fish sandwich, green beans, and some dad jokes for Miles? Thanks, guys, for doing what you do from her loving husband, Michael.
Do I get a fish sandwich?
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green bean.
Chum.
Green bean.
Guys, you're not going to believe this. I just bought a wig for $1.
You bought a $1 wig.
It was a small price to pay.
Okay. All right.
Can I tell you guys what I know about dwarfs? Can I tell you what I know about dwarfs?
Yes, you can.
Very little.
Very little, yeah.
And my favorite of the day, what's the difference, Ted, between a lost golf ball and Lady Godiva?
You can never find them?
One is a hunt on a course. All right, guys, here you go.
Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaw's Dirty German is brought to you by Men's Room Razor Original thin. Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Hey, Mama, no, it's not a problem. I ran through Steve earlier, so it should be good. Okay.
You know I'm the best filter.
I'm about to say, you're the best judge over here.
All right. Thank you for continuing to send in the Men's Room IPA beer locations from Black Raven Brewing. We've got a couple new ones for you. Guys, just bought a six-pack of the Men's Room IPA at the 7-Eleven in Lump Whistle.
What? Lump Whistle?
Lump Whistle.
That is a beautiful name.
Have a great day from the Platypus Man. Lump Whistle.
Lump Whistle.
I've been here 20 years, never heard of Lump Whistle.
I have never heard of that either.
Yes. I would remember if I'd heard of it.
Ola fellas, finally, the Safeway in Fairwood has your beer. I'm a big IPA guy, and this would rival any I've had over the years. Great smooth finish with just enough citrus and bitterness. Thank you for the work, fellas, and thank you, Black Raven Brewing. P.S., they didn't have any in stock after I left. I'm from Chris in Fairwood, who cleaned out the shelf.
Oh, nice.
Yes. Looks like I killed the keg at Flight Path and Burien. Good news, we're going to have more real soon.
All right.
After Chad. You got it done. Yeah. Hey, guys, Mercer Island Pizzeria Mio Posto now carries Men's Room IPA from Black Raven on tap. And to go in six packs.
Okay.
Where is that at?
Mio Posto on Mercer Island. I believe they have three or four locations around the area.
All right.
I have not had their pizza. I heard it's really good. That from Andrew, who is the general manager at Mio Posto. Let's see what else we got here. Mm-mm. Couple extra locations where you can find the Men's Room IPA. How about Northwest Breweries, the Loose Wheel Bar and Grill, Fisherman's Restaurant, the Ringer's Pub and Grill, the Lucky Silver, Toscano's Italian Kitchen, the Gas Lamp Tavern, Imbibe Bottle House and Tap Room, also available at Zig's Pizza, and Tacoma, the Redmond Bar and Grill, the Rainier Bar and Grill, the West Seattle Golf Course, give it up for Dan, QFC in Kirkland, the Dead Knot Brewing Company, Jones Famous Salsa, also carrying our beer, as well as the 7-Eleven in Puyallup, Odom Samples in Kent, the Roosevelt 76 gas station, the Longhouse Market in Delhi, the Safeway on North Proctor, the Manor Market, the Hagen in Lake Tabbs.
You mean the Hagen?
And the Hagen in Lake Stevens. I know it's the Hagen. And the Inner Lake Grocery. And thank you for continuing to send those in to the men's room at KISW.com. All right, coming up, we will drink and toast with the shot of the day. But first,
now, the men's room wants to know who sucks last?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Last. Stephen Thrillhill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They all suck, but it's up to us to determine, out of these three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. In all three of these stories, I guess the commonality is fraud. in the end. But the first story here, I believe our very own Mike Hawk covered this last week, but it's a story where after matching with a man on a dating app, a woman in Iowa, she exchanged texts with him before arranging to meet him in person at her place. But when Samaya Thomas got cold feet, she dialed 911, and in a remarkably stupid bid to avoid the IRL interaction, all right, look, she lives in an Iowa City suburb. She called police to report that her abusive ex-boyfriend had shown up outside of her residence and was sending her threats via Snapchat, threatening to, quote, hit, punch, kick, and stab her. She claimed that she had known this man for 2 years and that she was pregnant with his baby. Well, officers obviously responded to the home, and they encountered a male leaving the scene, and they began an in-depth investigation about the reports being made. Now, the man, who was detained by police, he explained he'd only began speaking with Thomas just over a week ago on a dating app. Then he provided the text messages that showed he was, in fact, being honest, he really did just meet this woman. Well, after multiple interviews with police, Thomas finally admitted, okay, I've been lying, claiming that she'd got cold feet on meeting him and no longer wanted to. So she fabricated her tales of abuse because she didn't think officers would help if she made if she didn't make all of this crap up with the call. So she had to make it urgent, say this guy's an abusive ex-boyfriend, he's threatening to harm me. Obviously the cops, they detained him, but he explained his way out of it pretty quickly because he was telling the truth. Anyway, she was arrested for placing a false 911 call and making a fake report of an indictable offense, both of which are misdemeanors. So instead of just calling the guy and saying, you know what, man, I don't feel good about this, she called 911 and said, this guy's going to stab me and I'm pregnant with this baby. Seems a bit extreme. That's just me, you know. Now we go to Texas. Texas. Where the Federal Bureau of Investigation, they're investigating three medical center institutions after a whistleblower came forward accusing three heart surgeons of violating regulations during complicated operations. So on Monday, the FBI posted on X saying that the doctors had gambled with their patients' care during complicated open-heart surgeries, compromising quality care, blah, 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 blah. In other words, the doctors lied but billed the insurers anyway, okay? So they still billed Medicaid for reimbursement of the services that they didn't actually do. So according to the U.S. attorney, there's three separate doctors from three separate Texas institutions, although they've jointly agreed to pay $15 million to, quote, resolve the claims. Now, according to the attorney's office, the investigation began August 7th, 2019, when a whistleblower alleged that the three doctors regularly ran two operating rooms at the same time and then delegated key aspects of an extremely complicated heart surgery to unqualified medical residents. All right, so the lawsuit says that the heart surgeries at hand are some of the most complicated operations performed at any hospital, including coronary artery bypass grafts, valve repairs, and aortic repair procedures. The attorney's office said that the surgeries typically involved opening of the patient's chest, placing the patient on a bypass machine for some portion of the time, but according to the lawsuit, the surgeons ran two operating rooms at once and failed to attend the surgical timeout, which is a critical moment when the entire team would pause and identify key risks to prevent surgical errors. They're not there, basically, for your double check. We didn't leave tongs inside of the body. There's no sponge inside of a valve, etc. But the doctors were accused of hiding this information by falsely attesting on medical records that they were physically present for the entire operation. The irony of this is not one of them was fired or lost their license. Just, man, we'll pay you $15 million back. Keep in mind, $50 million goes back to Medicaid, not any of the patients that they put in danger. And finally, here is one of the weirdest stories that I've ever read in my life. Police in India, they're investigating an incident that saw a man wake up in the hospital to find that he was, and I quote, tricked into a sex change operation as part of a bizarre land grab attempt. So the 20-year-old man from a village in the northern state there, known only as Mujahid, he accused another man, Om Prakash, of misleading him into believing he had an urgent medical issue that needed to be solved. So after going to a hospital, he was put under the knife by a team of trained doctors on June 3rd of this year. Following the surgery, Mujahid woke up to find that the surgeons had removed his genitals. Quote, when I regained consciousness, I had told that I'd been changed from a boy to a girl. Meanwhile, the guy who masterminded this, Om Prakash, he told Mujahid that Mujahid would now have to live with him as he'd be ostracized by friends and family. He also threatened to shoot Mujahid's father and seize his share of the family's land. Quote, He said, I changed you from a man to a woman. You now have to live with me. I prepared a lawyer and prepared a court marriage for you. Now I will shoot your father for the land share. It'll be named after me, and then I'll sell it, blah, blah, blah. But instead of being cast out by the local community, workers from a local farmers union, they set up a protest at the hospital that did the surgery, calling for an immediate legal and criminal action against Om Prakash and the involved doctors. So local cops have since arrested Om Prakash and are said to be investigating the involved doctors. Meanwhile, Mujahid's family, they're also suing, claiming that his life has been severely affected by the surgery. Can you follow along with that?
Yeah.
So, Ted, I want your land.
Right.
So I've convinced you somehow that you need a medical procedure. When you wake up, basically, they're giving the hormones, the whole thing, they took your genitals. Now I'm arguing with you saying, so now I'm going to marry you, which gives me the land rights, and then I'm going to sell that land to another bidder. That is the plan. That is what's going on.
Did they arrest the doctors as well?
They are investigating the doctors because obviously they had to either be misled or be complicit in the idea of removing the genitals.
That would seem very hard to, like, it's all insane. But, like, the fact
thing.
You got convinced this guy to go in there and then the doctor, like, what did you tell the doctors that they were like, okay, I guess we'll just give him a sex change?
I mean, look, it could be part of, like, I'll split the money with you. You know, I don't know, but it's the only thing I can guess, because several doctors are involved in the operation.
And it was just for the land. He didn't even love him.
Just for the land, didn't love him, nothing like that. Wasn't pining after him. It's just like, but if I marry you, you know, I get the rights of this land, because that's the tradition in that village. So let me make you a woman without you knowing you're going to be a woman.
That one sucks the most.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with you. That one's pretty easy to say it sucks the most.
That is crazy to me.
I've
written that story like 4 times to make sure I was understanding exactly what's happening here.
I would say, man, you're in Texas. I know you live there. But I would have, man.
I mean, look, there might be some stupid political stuff in Texas, but when you're getting medical care, it shouldn't matter what state you're in, right?
I know that.
You just assume that if you're getting that kind of open heart surgery, that your surgeon is the guy that was there start to finish.
But none of all the patients had, the surgeries were successful.
As far as I know. The whistleblower, he didn't say if anyone died or anything like that, so I can't put that on them. But he just said, look, man, they do 2 surgeries at once. They're billing Medicaid to say that, so I guess the way it works is you need to be there start to finish to collect all the money for Medicaid to do this. But they're performing 2 operations at once, but they pointed out at the end of those operations is when they rolled out. Not before they left at the end of the operation, but not before the patient is stitched back up. And they said one of the most important, and I don't know, but they're saying one of the most important parts of the surgery is that the doctor's there. Yeah. It's kind of like your pre-flight checklist in the cockpit. It
Fair
might be
enough.
Mundane, but you need to read these things out. You need to check these things to make sure.
Okay, I'm going to go the 18-year-old then sucks the least. I know she sucks a lot. But based on these situations, I have to say out of the 3 stories, I mean, it's ridiculous what she did, but no one was at risk of dying, I guess, is the only reason I'm going to say that.
Well,
you never know, man.
I'm going the opposite. I was about to get to that.
Right.
I'm going to say the surge is in Texas. Now, it's bad, but it seems like everybody was okay, and I'm not shocked that stuff doesn't go on more. My issue with the 18-year-old woman that called the cops and said that guy was, right, abusive and was...
And he was specifically going there to bring her harm, is what
right,
she related.
Right, so those cops,
to.
If they roll up on that dude, he has no idea... We don't know his complexion, you know, like...
He could be reaching his pocket to get his phone, not understanding what the hell's going on, and get
right,
shot.
You don't know, and, like, especially when you're just a normal citizen like us, like, it's jarring. You almost don't even realize those cops are there for you till it's like...
You wouldn't think
like,
they're
oh
there for
God,
you.
Oh, my God, they're actually here for us. So, like, that guy could have gotten seriously injured, and also, it just kind of, like... There's so many bad things that can happen. Like, don't lie about that. Because there's
right.
terrible mm-hmm. things that happen yep. to women and people don't believe them. So this, like her, it's
didn't
like,
didn't help your call.
Come on.
That's a Jesse Smollett moment.
Yeah. The debate continues on Who Sucks Less if you follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Shot of the Day is coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
All right, Dakota, in 12 minutes, we will drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check out Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Thank you, Miles. The first all-electric tugboat has been christened in San Diego.
Okay.
I hope it works out.
Well, I mean, those things spit diesel or whatever the hell it is. So.
Yeah, something like that.
And, as long as it works.
Like, and I understand the arguments against electric for things that have to do, like, towing and whatnot. They tend not to be as powerful. If they can make them just as or more powerful, cool.
That's the argument with a gas-powered vehicle when we're using horses.
Exactly.
And then it catches up.
Right.
God, we go through the same cycle all the time about everything.
We don't have any infrastructure for that. Those things just crap out. It's like, right, but
yeah,
it's hopefully getting us on a better power system. Like, get us off this dependency on a finite source.
Pretty simple thing.
That we don't own. A new survey found that 25% of people can achieve orgasm through tickling alone.
Why do you think they've tickled me, Elmo?
Oh.
He knows what he's doing.
That's right.
Tickle me Elmo's like,
yeah. What percentage?
25.
One in four people.
So that means somebody in this room, we could just tickle them. And that's a Friday night.
Give it a shot.
How about y'all looking at me?
I'm just looking around the room.
Tickle me.
I know. Both of you looked at me. I was like, God damn,
come
man.
Come on, Ted. Tickle me.
I mean, I am ticklish, but it doesn't get me excited.
Agreed.
Yeah. I'd probably be out of breath first.
Then orgasm.
Yep. Well, that's what it is, man. You know, you get that the little air to the brain.
I mean, I remember getting my back waxed once and like right along the sides of your stomach.
You had orgasm?
No, it hurts, but I still laugh because it's just that little
You're
part.
You're in so much pain.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, but it's just ticklish. So it's like, even though it hurt, I was still kind of giggling, like, hmm. But I know tickle, that's a fetish.
It is.
So one out of four adds up.
And it would seem like a double good time because, you know, when I laugh, when I'm getting tickled, as much as I don't want it to happen anymore, it's funny. It's fun. It puts me in a whimsical mood.
Is it funny or is it just your reaction?
Yeah, it's
like,
funny.
I never thought being tickled was funny, but I know that I'm laughing, but it's like, this is not joy laughing.
That is an interesting reaction, actually, now that you think
it is.
That.
I mean, it's a strange, because nobody,
it
well, one
sound
in four
of joy.
People do.
Right.
But 75% of people do not enjoy being tickled, but you're laughing hysterically.
Yeah, you're basically torturing your children.
Yeah.
You really are when you think about it.
When's the last time?
Yeah, but kids will be like, tickle me more. I think it depends as an adult. Who's tickling you?
Fair call, dude.
You know what I mean? Like,
when's the last time you've been tickled? Ticky, ticky.
I mean, it's been a hot minute, bro.
I mean,
I can't tell you.
My wife gets some long nails, man, and then all of a sudden.
Oh, all right, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I had a girlfriend. You kind of joke around, but yeah. I'm like, yeah, I haven't like had a serious relationship in a while, so no, I haven't been tickled.
But she also gets me at bad times. You know, if I'm using the bathroom or something like that, she'll just come up behind me and just hit me. If I'm walking around shirtless or something like that. Can't help yourself. I got them fat rolls.
Just tell her, if you do it when I'm at the bathroom, man, I'll spray the toilet.
That's
I'm
right.
Not cleaning it up.
Yeah. I'm saying, as an adult, it really depends on who's tickling you.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, it does.
There's very few other than her that are allowed to do it. If anybody does it in this room, I might throw one.
That's what I'm saying. Like, as an adult, I feel like it's only somebody I've been intimate with who's like, tickle, tickle.
Exactly. Exactly. I can't. Ted, you and I are good friends, buddy. If I come up behind you and I start tickling your sides, I'm ready to take one.
Yeah, I'm with you.
We have to have had sex or we want to have sex.
Correct. There's got to be.
As an adult,
I mean, I have
that's
a
basically
couple friends I'm thinking of that would do it, but they're already too handsy for my taste anyhow.
Right. Or you got to be a maternal figure. My mother-in-law could probably tickle me. She'd get away with it.
Yeah, I can see your mother-in-law doing
it. Yeah, she would too. I know it, she would. Experts say smuggled fentanyl poses a risk to plane passengers in close quarters. Duh. Well,
yeah, no kidding.
It's fentanyl. I don't recommend touching it.
Rabid monkeys pose a risk for people in close quarters.
It's got
a hippopotamus poses a danger to people in close quarters.
It's got me afraid to grab a random $10 bill that I see on the side of the road.
Not me.
Those stories that come out, man, they're putting it on the doggone money.
I'll take my chances.
Mm-hmm. Don't grab the $10 bill that somebody put under your windshield wiper. Like, who's got this problem? That's terrifying.
I know. When is the last time that has happened to anybody?
I know. It's one of those internet things that
of course
goes
it
around
is.
There. This like, is the new thing. They're zip-tying your doorknob.
I can fathom somebody doing that. I can't fathom somebody putting a 10 on your windshield.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can't fathom it still being there. But
no.
Between the time I notice it and the time they put it, somebody might
dude.
Do it every day. I'm telling you right now. If I see 10 bucks under your windshield, like, I'm grabbing it.
I'm with you, right? There's a tenner. I'm like, sweet.
Right.
What a day.
It might
on somebody
happen.
Else's car.
Yes.
You're walking through your apartment parking lot, like, oh, damn.
Absolutely.
I mean, if there was, I'm thinking if there's a tenner on my car, it probably says take it through a car wash. It's got a lot of pollen on it.
Yeah, it's good color.
Like, I can't imagine, I'm just saying, I can't imagine somebody just walking around and be like, I'm going to give this guy $10.
You're covered in fentanyl.
Yeah. Why are you wasting your product on me? What the hell? Speaking of drugs, I think it's a universal thing. Cops are at least, they try to do some good stuff there. However, sometimes we can get caught in our own traps. Sometimes we can implicate ourselves just by speaking. That's why we have the right to remain silent in this country. And in fact, there's a handful of things that I recommended that you actually don't even say.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
Went William Shatner there.
10 questions you should never answer if police pull you over. How about we flip the script? I just dropped a friend off after a Jimmy Buffett show and ran out of gas along the way. I started walking. An oh-so-fine female officer picked me up and took me to the gas station. She was kind enough to drop me back off with a gallon of gas, so I asked her out. She politely declined. Clearly, her loss.
And apparently that is a true story. Good job, BD.
Okay.
So these are 10 questions that you should never answer if you pull over. Apologies, officers. But can I search your vehicle? Says you don't have to let the officer search your car if you don't want to. Even if they ask nicely, you could still say no. Refusing doesn't mean you're guilty. It's your right to say no to an unreasonable search. If they insist, comply and seek legal advice later.
Okay.
That is correct. But some of these are a little touchy as well.
I was about
like
to say.
Like if you have like... You know, like if your car smells like weed, then I think for the cops that falls under, forget what they call it.
It's like reasonable suspicion. Yeah. Get like, okay, you can't right. go anywhere. Going to wait to get a warrant.
And let me just put this out there. This is from milliondollarsense.com. This is a .com list here.
Okay.
So not exactly, you know, so-and-so's law firm. Oh, wife's got to take drugs. Okay. not exactly a lawyer that's giving out this advice here. So take it with a grain of salt.
Sure.
Have you ever been arrested? Which I don't know if that why that would be a question, but it says this question is serious because it's about whether you're wanted by the police. But you don't have to answer if you don't want to. It's okay.
You can
to
be
stay
wanted
silent.
By the police and not been arrested.
Right.
I know, right? Isn't that how it starts?
I've never been arrested, but man, I'm a great bank robber because you never caught me.
You never found me.
Yeah.
I'm wanted, but you don't know it.
I'd be like, yeah, I've been arrested, and you don't want to hear the story, man.
Yeah, that's just right. That's going to add more guilt to you.
Right.
You gotta get arrested for something stupid when you're, you know,
yeah, I got
19
under
years
my
old.
Belt. I'm like, yeah, I've been arrested, man. So what?
Right. What does that have to do with now?
Yeah. Quite well, those. I mean, some of those are just your rights as an American.
Absolutely.
Like, what does that have to do with me speeding?
Right. 10 questions that you should never answer if police pull you over. Can I see your phone, your social media, your other personal belongings?
What?
Can I see
no.
your... Right.
Let me just show you my D pics. Here we go.
They're considered private there property. You don't have to show them to an officer unless they have a warrant. If the officer asks to see your phone, you completely refuse and ask why they want to see it.
Has anyone had an officer ask
Never.
To see their phone?
No.
Right.
License, registration, you
I
know I pulled
like
you
to
over.
I also like to think that we run around in groups that we're not exactly in these situations. If we're talking with cops, either A, they're hanging with us backstage at a concert, or B, we've gotten pulled over for speeding.
Yeah,
I mean, that's generally it.
I mean, I could fathom you getting that question if you're in an airport.
Yeah?
Just because I watch all those airport shows, and sometimes people are traveling, they're like, well, can we see your phone? Looks like you were smoking weed at the festival.
Ooh.
I was. Actually, that was not weed, sir. That was meth.
Why are you so
yeah,
nervous?
I would like to ask the cop that.
What's that?
Can I see your
can
phone?
I see
can
your
I see
phone?
Your phone?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What's that you're putting in your eyeballs, officer?
I saw you at the Sphere, player.
Yeah, that was the dead show.
Yeah, it's out of your system in like 3 or 4 days. I didn't catch it.
Get out of here.
Hmm, these two women look different.
Which one is your wife?
Does one know about the other?
I'll take that warning now.
Which one of them gave that?
I'll take that warning.
Now. he or she has given me the phone, and I'm just scrolling through.
Right? Let me set yours, officer. Mm. Why are you so nervous? Because you're here.
Because yeah, because I got pulled over by an officer.
Because right. I am a black man speaking to a police officer. Let's make this something, bitch. Why do you think? Jesus.
I got a quote for you after we get off the air here, man. I saw a video. It was pretty good.
I mean, look, I don't care who you are. You get nervous with this cop behind you.
You do.
You do,
right?
Yeah.
Doing nothing.
To this day.
Say, do you know why I pulled you over? Like, no. That's why I'm nervous, dumbass. Right.
I have never had any reason to talk to an officer other than speeding, and I still shake every time I give him my ID.
Of course.
I did like my dad. He was always just angry. You know, they rolled, do you know why I pulled you over? Yeah. I mean,
he's still got one of the greatest lines I have ever heard, man.
He was doing 47 in the 25 mile an hour zone. So?
Damn! Damn.
I was like 14, and I'm like, I just know that's not the answer.
Not supposed to pull a weapon on a cop, man.
Dude does not know. If you're not a stinging insect, he does not know fear.
Whew.
Again,
you're
I
a
might
cop,
throw,
not a bee.
Okay. I might reverse this question. Why are you nervous?
Why are you nervous?
Officer.
I know why you should be.
That sounds bad. That sounds like a threat now.
Right. Yeah, it does.
Actually, the best line I
Step
heard
out
was,
of the car, Ted.
From Jeets that used to work here, and his line was, the cop's like, is there anything in your car that I should know about? Jeet, nah, man, there's a whole lot of stuff in this car you should not know about.
It's nothing that I want you to know about.
Well, I did have a cop once in Ocean City. Can I come in? Can you not? All right, turn down the music. If I come back, I'm coming in.
Oh, all right.
Because we were like 19 or 20, clearly had beer in there.
Sure.
Like, you know what
can
you're going to
you
find.
Not? Please. We'll be good. Is this your vehicle? It's okay for them to ask this to make sure that they're talking to the right person. You don't have to say more than necessary.
That's a yes or no
that's
question.
That's a yes or no question.
I gave you my registration. I gave you my insurance.
Right.
If it doesn't match my ID, then clearly this is not my vehicle.
Yeah. It's not difficult. It's almost why we have all of
wow,
that.
Wow, the names don't match up. Maybe not your car.
When they ask what's in the car, me, homie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 15 pounds of swinging meat,
yeah,
baby.
That's right.
Got a couple empty Starbucks cups.
Right.
90 inches of D.
They basically say it's a loaded question, so.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Questions that you should never answer if police pull you over. Where are you coming from or where are you going to? Unless it's Border Patrol. Like, I can understand
that's
that
different,
one.
Right.
Some of the questions, too, are just to figure out what's going on with you.
Correct.
Right. It's not being intrusive. They're just trying to get a feel for how is this stop going to go.
Right.
In other words, does they get a warning or a ticket? We can make that decision in 30 seconds.
And I do just tell everybody, man, just be as nice as you can. Don't combat them. Combat them in court. Right. Not on the road. That's all. It doesn't work every time. It works plenty, though.
Yeah. Lately, I've been worried because, again, the car is old. I got it from somebody else. Radio doesn't work. Right. The glove box is just locked. So I keep my registration in the armrest. I know. So I'm always like, if I get pulled over, like, I put my hands on the wheel and be like, all right, listen, I got to reach into this.
This license plate belongs to a Lexus, sir.
Yeah.
If I'm in the car with you, like, I'm not getting that for you, Ted. By the way, someone on text line says, I have a legitimate speech impediment, and I stutter when I'm nervous. So, of course, when I get pulled over at 2 o'clock in the morning, the officer immediately thought I was drunk. Nope, I just stutter like there's no tomorrow.
Dude, I got pulled over one time. I had to make an early, early flight. So I was out on the road at 3 o'clock in the morning because I was flying out day of for an auction. And so I was on the freeway at 3 in the morning flying to the airport, and I get pulled over. And the guy comes over here, and I'm like, what in the world? Is he bored? Like, why are you pulling me over at 3 in the morning? He brings me over and says, reason I pulled you over is for speeding. I was like, I know. He says, hey, you've been drinking tonight? I went, that's why you pulled me over. It's not 3 in the morning. It's 3 Friday night.
No, man.
I'm just going to the airport.
Yeah.
I'm sober as a judge. Speaking of which, have you been drinking tonight? This question is often asked during traffic stops to check if you've been drinking alcohol or using drugs. Really, I thought it was to ask how handsome I was. But saying yes could make things tough for you.
No kidding.
Right, it does.
No kidding. Are you on drugs? Yep.
The only time I ever had to do the field sobriety test is when I admitted to drinking, and I had not drank that much that night.
Right.
But because I said yes, they gave, you know.
Well, of course.
We'd like you to perform a field sobriety test. Like, all right, fine.
What was the test? Did you have to do the balance thing?
So... I had to do the finger in front of the nose thing with the light, and Ted told me the trick on that one, which made sense when I was in that moment. Like, he told me after the fact why they were doing it, but it made sense in the moment why they were doing that. And then I had to do the alphabet. I had to do the alphabet forward, but they had me start and stop on odd letters. Like, start at B and stop at N.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd be stone sober and be screwed on that one.
You fly right by
That's
it.
How I'd be like, I struggle with the alphabet in general. Next question.
Like, I slammed on the brakes on that end. Like,
next question.
And it's funny, like, being on my side of it, it's like, okay, I know exactly why you did that. It's not whether or not you can do it or you can talk about it strong. It's like, this is actually a cognitive test. This is a mental test here.
Yeah.
Are you focused?
A lot of people are just going to fly through it.
Exactly.
Especially if they're impaired.
Like, I know the alphabet.
A, B, C through Z, dumbass. Ted, by the way, two different. I said, dude, Ted, use the car key to unlock the glove box, or check the fuse under the dash by the steering wheel, and your ignition key should unlock your glove box.
Yep, yep. I know. I know.
He's been through
it's
it
like
all.
That goddamn radio. Yeah. Man, I have one more person get in my car and go, I can do it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't. You can hear it in my voice. Okay. I get beyond pissed. Like, I have been like, have at it.
Right.
There's some technology in here from 06.
Right.
It's got to give the car to not have that info.
Guys, I am the same way. I produce a show. I do a lot of stuff, the technical behind the scenes. I sat back and was like, oh, yeah, no problem, Ted. I couldn't figure that damn thing out. Yeah, Ted, you might have to call the manufacturer on this one. And Do you know how fast you were going?
No, eyes on the wheel, man. If I eyes on the road, pull down the speedometer, I'm driving. What's your problem? How would you know? Keep your eyes on the road, dog. The whole thing's about safety. You're a cop, man.
I saw you on that little laptop back there.
Yeah, you should know better. Again, what the hell?
You know how fast you were going?
I'm just like a toddler.
Why don't you tell me how fast you were going, officer?
Just yeah. to get up to catch up to me.
If I was speeding, how'd you catch me? And then the number one question that you should never answer if police pull you over, and Steve the Thrill Hill swears by this one. Steve, do you know why I pulled you over?
No.
Do not implicate yourself.
No.
Do not implicate yourself.
I don't know. I assume you're here to... We're on a goddamn game show. Just come up and tell me the information, right. Brother. Time is money. Let's move along.
Kids, do you know why I'm mad? Please tell me why you're mad.
I used to do this with my kids, and I did it to make them smarter. When they're like 4 or 5 years old, do you know why I need to talk to you? Because I peed on the dog and took a video. Okay, I did not know that.
Right. And you're we're going to have a separate conversation. Right. Yeah.
So now, do you know why we need to talk? No, even though they do. And I go, you're smart now. Thank you.
A man due in court for aggravated murder was able to walk free in Ohio, Miles.
Why is that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say... Bottoms up, sailor! You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast 21-year-old Maren Carter of somewhere in Georgia, maybe, I think. Anyway, she was born with a right arm that never fully formed, all right? Shoulder to elbow, her arm was fine, but below the elbow is just like a small flexible nub. That's what she had been her whole life. Well, this past weekend, Maren got her first prosthetic arm, and these things are not cheap. They can cost anywhere from $10,000 to $70,000 or more for one of the more advanced ones, depending how advanced you want. Well, anyway, she was understandably excited, so she and her friends, they went to Topgolf to put it to the test. It's a cool video to see her up there, super excited. She has her new prosthetic arm, and on her first swing... The arm flew off and landed two floors below on the green. Because, you know, dude, it's her first swing.
I have not seen it.
I think the club stays in her left hand, but the right arm at the elbow, this thing flies off, lands two floors below on the green. We did not get word on whether or not she has to replace it, but it looked pretty beat up after falling over 25.
I think we know what her handicap is.
Oh, yeah. Oh, damn.
It's a golf joke.
I know. I like it.
That's up she held four.
And oh, goddamn. But the people at the Topgolf, they had to go get her arm. Because you can't walk down there and get things. So
no. It's a driving range.
I was like, what? She's like, my arm. They're like, ma'am. And she held up her nub. And they're like, Jesus, are you kidding? And there it was. There, check it out, Ted.
You ready?
All right. Swing, so I said, her first swing. Oh, man. Hey, good for her for giving it a try.
Yeah, I mean, I like the spirit. But I'm sure they'll fix it, and she'll be able to swing a golf ball.
I think she'll be okay. And yeah, she's just like, damn. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy. So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola. All right, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile This now. 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.